Of the three main Scottish domestic prizes, the League Cup can often be seen as the least important. And yet, since its inception, it's a competition that's provided memorable moments for the boys, as well as some events perhaps best forgotten. This podcast tells the story of Celtic and the League Cup. The origin of the League Cup goes back to the Second World War. Before this, there were only two major annual tournaments in Scotland on a national level, the League and the Scottish Cup. However, during the 1939-1945 conflict, national football competitions were suspended in favour of regional contests, including a Southern League. Connected to this, a Southern League Cup was also held. When the fighting ended, Scottish football eventually went back to national tournaments. However, it was decided that the Southern League Cup should continue as a Scotland-wide event. The first national competition happened in 1946-47, with Rangers eventually winning it. This victory was the first to include a new League Cup trophy, which is still the prize that teams are given today. The Southern League Cup trophy had been only borrowed from the Scottish FA, and was given back after the war ended to be used for another competition. In the opening years of the League Cup, Celtic had very little luck. In the first 10 seasons, the boys failed to make the final. In fact, at this stage, the League Cup had group stages at the beginning, and most of the time the boys failed to even get out of this group. This all changed in season 1956-57. This year would not only see the Celts make it to the final, they would do even better than this. After topping a group that included Rangers, Aberdeen and East Fife, the boys were through to the two-legged quarter-finals. Despite losing 3-0 away to Dunfermline, it mattered not owing to a 6-0 home victory. For the semi-final, which took place at Hampden, the Celts overcame Clyde to reach their first final. The 1956 League Cup final proved to be anything but a simple win for Celtic. Playing against Partick Thistle, the first match ended 0-0, forcing a replay 4 days later. This time, there were no problems, and goals from Billy McPhail and Bobby Collins led to a comfortable 3-0 win. For the first time, the League Cup was brought back to Celtic Park. Having taken so long to finally win the League Cup, Celtic were determined to retain the trophy the following season. Their efforts have become a celebrated part of club folklore. Again, the boys topped the group stage, this time finishing ahead of Hibs and Airdrie, as well as East Fife once more. Beating East Fife was in fact no small achievement. In the opening 10 years of the League Cup, the Methil men were the most successful, with 3 wins. Following this group stage, a comfortable 9-1 aggregate quarter-final victory over Fyrd Lanark set up another semi-final against Clyde. The boys again emerged victorious. However, this time, their final opponents would be Rangers, and the Ibrox men went into this match very much as favourites. On the 19th of October 1957, Celtic and Rangers walked onto a sun-soaked Hampden pitch. By full-time, songs would be written about the encounter. The boys took a 3-goal lead before the Ibrox men managed to get one back. However, 4 further green and white goals ensured a famous 7-1 triumph. Not only is this Celtic's record scoreline in a major national final, it's also a British record too. Over the following decades, Celtic have continued to have memorable moments in the League Cup, albeit that the boys may actually prefer to forget some of these. On the positive side, Celtic have enjoyed some very high-scoring victories to ensure their name is etched into the competition's winners' records. As well as the 7-1 win in 1957, Celtic put 5 past Dundee in 1967, and twice scored 6 against Hibs, doing so in 1969 and 1974. The latter match included a Dixie Deans hat-trick, making him the only man to score a Scottish Cup and League Cup final hat-trick for the boys. It's not just in finals there's been many high-scoring games. On numerous occasions, Celtic have scored at least 6 goals in a game. Most notably, this includes a massive 10-0 win over Hamilton in 1968, which saw 5 goals each from Bobby Lennox and Stevie Chalmers. Unusually, Celtic have also managed to win the League Cup twice in the same calendar year. The 1968 League Cup final was postponed following a fire at Hampden Park. Therefore, Celtic first won the League Cup in April 1969 before repeating this trick in October of that same year. Victory in the League Cup final of 1966 was also the crucial first step on the road to Lisbon. The boys beat Rangers 1-0 before going on to claim the Glasgow Cup, Scottish Cup and League. The next stop was of course Portugal, where a memorable performance ensured immortality for Celtic's Lisbon Lions. It's also been argued that the League Cup played a big role in stopping Rangers' efforts to get 10 in a row. The boys struggled throughout the 1990s, and the Ibrox men were favourites to achieve their goal. Instead, new manager Wim Jansen celebrated League Cup success at Ibrox in November 1997, and this inspired his team to win Celtic's only title of the decade. However, particularly in the 20th century, there's also been problems with Celtic in the League Cup. The Celts have at times suffered a remarkably poor record in many of these finals. From 1970 to 1994, Celtic played in 13 League Cup finals. This number indeed was unlucky for some, as only twice did the trophy then come to Parkhead. Some of these defeats are particularly renowned, including a 4-1 hammering from Partick Thistle, and defeat from a Tommy Gemmell-inspired Dundee side. The 1994 final is rightly regarded as one of Celtic's nightmare moments. The boys won the 1989 Scottish Cup, but then had nothing else to celebrate for years. By late November 1994, it looked like this barren run would come to an end, when the Celts faced lower league side Raith Rovers in the final. Especially after twice taking the lead, and being in front with only 4 minutes remaining, it looked like the story would end as expected. Instead, twice Raith equalised and eventually took the game to penalties. Paul McStay missed the all-important kick, and there was dancing in the streets as the Rovers won 6-5. This was Celtic's first League Cup final defeat on penalties, and their second final penalties loss in the 1990s. Fortunately, Celtic's only other League Cup final penalties experience had a much more positive outcome. In December 2024, the boys met Rangers at Hampden Park. Just 10 days before Christmas, each side hoped to claim an early present of the League Cup. An exciting match went to extra time, but still neither side could claim victory, although they did share 6 goals between them. Penalties were needed, and this time Celtic made no mistake. Daizen Maeda eventually stepped up to score the all-important last kick and give the boys a 5-4 penalties victory. Sometimes there's been moments of final controversy too, both helping and hindering Celtic. The boys lost 2-1 to Rangers in the 2003 final, which included a ludicrous decision to chop off a John Hartson equaliser for being offside, despite the Welshman being well on. However, at other times, Celtic have benefited from some decisions, including the 2019 final, where an offside Christopher Julien scored the winner against the second Ibrox team. Despite the fact that Celtic have sometimes had negative runs in the League Cup, the 21st century has been a period of particular success for the boys. As of 2024, they'd reached 15 finals, winning all but 3 of them. And in fact, the Celts passed 8 Hampden visits for a League Cup final have all ended with green and white ribbons on the trophy. This includes 4 as part of Celtic's quadruple treble run. The Scottish Cup has always been seen as Celtic's favourite cup. Indeed, one book by researcher David Potter described the trophy as exactly this. However, the League Cup also has a special place in Celtic history, not only for some fantastic finals, but also as part of Celtic's various treble successes. In future, the Celts want to build on the success they've previously enjoyed. And maybe soon there'll be another moment like 1957 to spark Celtic songs and celebrations that will continue down the decades. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter, X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com for more information.